Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Mars Project with David Butler and Leah Costa. Today, we will be talking about building a home on Mars, and we'll be having some guests to give their opinions. But before we get into this, we would like to thank our sponsor, Hobby Lobby. Hobby Lobby is all the essentials you need for anything.
This should be a good time. Well, let's talk about this whole Astros scandal. What do you think about it?
It's really interesting to think that a really talented team like this would cheat. It's not good to the sport, and it's unfair to other teams. What do you think about it?
I agree. It's unfair to the other teams, and other teams are very frustrated with them. All in all, I'm just disappointed.
I agree.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about Mars. Building a home on Mars is a very interesting topic and could be very important.
Yeah, and could also be very dangerous. This could be a very risky job, and we definitely need to improve our technology and how we could use it if we want to do that.
Yes, agree. Well, we have one of our two guests here. His name is Mr. Patterson. Welcome, Mr. Patterson. So we're here with Mr. Patterson. Mr. Patterson, what do you think about making a home on Mars?
I think that wouldn't be a good idea.
Why not?
Because there's not an ozone layer, no oxygen, not very much soil or anything to plant anything. It would just be hard to sustain life on Mars.
Yeah, what do you think, Lee?
I think we should because, we could, I think... Ryan! I think we should because if we do it, there's already going to be, a trip, I think, in 10 years or something like that? But they're going to establish something, and then we could go back and, make a colony that, stays forever.
Here's the other thing. Wait, did you...
Well, would you rather live on the Earth or Mars?
I would rather live on Earth. Duh. I'll also add... Because I've seen the movie Total Recall, and I know what happens on Mars.
What happens in Total Recall?
You just gotta watch the movie when you're older.
Why do you wanna... Why would you rather live on Earth?
Because Earth is safe and home already, and Mars, that's obviously gonna come with some danger. And it would just be a big learning curve on how to live in Mars, and I'd probably die.
What do you think, David?
I think that we should stay on Earth because it's more safe, and I agree with Mr. Patterson said.
Wow, bandwagon.
But there's risks to everything, right? So I think we should, start going to Mars so that when the sun starts to expand, we could leave somewhere else easily,
Yeah. All right, Mr. Patterson, since we are going to Mars eventually, what are you most excited about?
About going to Mars?
Yeah.
Well, just like with any space exploration, there comes advances in technology. And so I think that the advances in technology would be really cool to see, especially their use here on Earth and not on Mars.
What do you think we could do with the technology on Mars?
Maybe find a more efficient way to farm, a more efficient way to use fuel.
Energy.
Don't talk over me. And everyone wants to get to the Star Wars age where we can fly around from planet to planet, so that would be cool.
Yeah. What do you think, Lee?
I think if we go to Mars that we would probably develop better robots or AI to help us.
Yeah, I agree. All right.
Yeah, I agree. All right.
I would definitely listen to this podcast, that's for sure.
All right. Well, thank you for coming on, Mr. Patterson.
Hey, thanks for having me, gentlemen. Appreciate it.
Of course.
Welcome, Micaiah Heald.
Hello.
So, how's your day today?
Good.
That's really good. What do you think about Cool Math Games?
I like it.
What do you think about Amplify?
I hate that.
Why?
Because it's dumb.
Why is it dumb?
Because we have to work.
You should work more.
I'm good.
All right.
I'm tired.
Do you think it'll be hard to grow crops on Mars?
No.
Why not?
Actually, never mind. Yes, it is.
Why?
Because it doesn't have the same stuff as Earth.
Why? What stuff?
Like, soil.
But we could bring
and
some, like...
You know. Yeah, we could bring some.
Oh, true. Sunlight.
But there's
the sun. There's
well,
sun
too. It's the quality of air.
The quality?
Of air.
So you say you don't want to have a good quality
it
apple?
Inside. It could be like an inside.
Yeah, it could be like a biodome.
Okay, then, yeah.
What was the oxygen?
It don't need oxygen. It needs carbon dioxide from us.
We need oxygen. Okay, next question.
Let me ask the question. What are some challenges going to Mars?
Us dying.
And?
It takes too long.
Okay, but how would we die?
It could blow up.
What could blow up?
The rocket ship.
Okay, but like...
Spaceship.
We went to the moon, you know?
Well, it takes longer.
Okay, but...
They could run out of food, too.
But that's why we make crops for the food.
But on the way there.
No, we could just, you know, store some more food, you know?
Okay.
What do you think?
About what?
The challenges on Mars.
Oh, there are a lot of challenges. I mean, like, even dealing with Micaiah will have to be a big challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Would you take a tour to Mars?
Yeah.
Why?
Why not?
Oh my God.
Because it's Mars.
Yeah.
So why would you take a trip there?
You can see different things.
Like what?
Like we can grab rocks and then we could make money.
What rocks?
Space rocks from Mars.
What's space rocks?
Rocks on Mars.
Yeah, but like what rocks? Like what would you name a rock?
Billy.
What would you name it?
Rockstar.
What would you name it?
I would name it George.
All right, that's cool. All right. If you could take one restaurant to Mars, what would it be? What are you?
McDonald's.
You.
Chick-fil-A. Mm-hmm. A restaurant?
Yeah, a restaurant.
Red Lobster.
Red Lobster.
What about you?
I think Olive Garden.
Yeah, Olive Garden. Mm-hmm. Olive Garden's the best. All right. Thank you guys for being on our show. And we'll see you guys next time. Thank you guys for listening to our project. Please follow us on social media on Instagram at The Mars Project. And come back more. And also go make sure to get your essentials at Hobby Lobby.
Bye.